Make sure that no one comes short of the grace of God. There are many Christians who say this is not for believers. Foolish deceivers. Deceivers who say this is not for believers. And who is it for? Holy brethren, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, he says, don't come short of the grace of God. Can a believer come short of the grace of God? Yes. Otherwise, what is the need of such an exhortation? See that no root of bitterness spring up. Can a root of bitterness come up in your heart? You tell me. You tell me from your past experience. Hasn't bitterness come up in your heart even after being born again? Against different people? Can you say it never came? Who can say it never came? And make sure when you get rid of that bitterness which you had some time ago against somebody, maybe your mother-in-law or neighbor or your family member who cheated you of the property or somebody who did some evil to you or somebody who took you to court or something like that. When you've got rid of the bitterness, you say, okay, I forgive him. Make sure, it says here, there's no root of it still lying there inside your heart. Ask God to show you if there's a root. I remember I asked the Lord to show me once and I found there was a root. I had forgiven somebody. I had completely forgiven someone. And I said to the Lord, Lord, I've forgiven. But one day when I heard that something bad happened to him, I was happy. I really was happy. I said, ah, God is judging him. And the Lord said, you did not forgive him from your heart. I said, thank you, Lord. I forgive him from my heart. Your dealing with him is a separate matter. I'm not God. God's judgment is another thing. God resists the proud, and he'll resist the proud when they are on earth. He'll resist the proud in eternity also. But my business is to forgive, and forgive from the heart. And so now I've discovered that whenever I forgive someone, I must also sincerely be able to say, Lord, I wish good for that person. I really want good to happen to that person. I don't wish any evil for that person. You've heard me say that before. I know. But has it worked in your life? You say, oh, Brother Zach, I've heard that before. I know. You'll hear it from me again 100 times till you come to the life, come to that life where it will never come up in your heart wishing evil for another person, but that you'll wish good. Did you learn multiplication and division just with one lesson your teacher taught you? No. Did you understand calculus with one lesson? We don't understand anything with one lesson. So we need to hear it again and again. Don't come short of the grace of God. That no bitterness spring up there. You've forgiven outside, the root is still there. And that will cause a lot of trouble to you. And one day you will mention something to someone and others are defiled. And you mention something to another person. It says, like that many are defiled. I pray that we will not have brothers and sisters like that in CFC who defile others with some root of bitterness that has not been pulled out and thrown away. What sort of forgiveness do you want God to give you? Do you want him to say to you, I will not remember your sins and iniquities? Say that about other people also. Lord, I don't have control over my memory. There are a lot of things stored in my memory. I can't take it out. So you will naturally remember in that sense things that happened. God also remembers your sin and mine. But when he says, I will not remember, he doesn't mean he has forgotten. There's a lot of difference between saying, I have forgotten all your sins. God doesn't say that. Hebrews 8:12 says, I will not remember. Read the Bible exactly. God does not say, I have forgotten your sins. He has not forgotten. Because Jesus told a story of a king who forgave a slave. And the slave went out and didn't forgive somebody else. The king called the slave back and says, I have not forgotten what you owe me paid back. He unforgave the forgiveness he gave. He canceled it. God can cancel a forgiveness. How does he do that? Because he remembers the sin. But Hebrews 8:12 says, I will not remember which means I choose not to remember your sins. It's a choice God makes. And that's all I have to do. If you ask me, I do remember the evil things that other people have done to me, but I choose not to remember when it comes up to me. I say, I'm not going to remember it. I'm not going to remember. I choose, I exercise my will. As you heard me often say, I live in my will. I don't live in my mind or my emotions. My emotions can fool me. My mind also I cannot control. But my will, I choose to forgive. I choose not to remember. When it comes to my mind, I say, no, I don't want to remember that. It may come to my mind 100 times in the next few years. I choose not to remember. After some time, it'll slowly stop coming, but it may come once in a while. I choose not to remember. So that way, I ensure there's no root of bitterness in our heart. Very, very important. Because you can defile many people. You defile yourself, and you defile a lot of others. One of the first people you'll defile is your husband or your wife. With that root of bitterness against somebody, family member or whatever it is. Be very careful, my brothers. See how that sentence begins. Don't come short of the grace of God by a root of bitterness remaining in your heart. It doesn't matter what evil other people do to you. I'll tell you what helps me in this battle. It's not a battle anymore. When you fight against it, it is a battle. But once you fight it, the giant is down. It's no longer a battle. You cut off his head. But I'll tell you what helped me was to remember what a lot of evil I did against God. What a lot of evil I did in my unconverted days. And even after I got converted, the sins I committed against my Heavenly Father, and He doesn't hold anything against me. He doesn't look at me and says, yeah, I know, you're the guy who did all this 25 years ago or 50 years ago. No. Not even, I know what you said yesterday. No, it's forgiven. I praise God that I have a father like that. I want to be like that to other people. I want to treat them the way God has treated me. He says, forgive others the way God's forgiven you. It's very important. You know, when Jesus was born, the angels came singing peace on earth and goodwill towards all men with whom God is pleased. There are certain people on earth with whom God is pleased. That's what it says in Luke chapter 2. Peace on earth and goodwill towards all men with whom He is pleased. It's a little different in different translations, but that's what it says. And I say, here I'm a representative of this God. The song the angels sang must be true in my life. I want to have peace with all men and goodwill towards people. God knows who pleases Him and who doesn't. That's not my business. I'm not God. My job is to have goodwill towards all people and to promote peace. And before it comes on the earth, it must be seen in our church. In this church, we must have peace and goodwill towards everyone. And if that is not true in your heart today, I'm commanding you in Jesus' name to repent. Yes, I'm commanding you in Jesus' name as a servant of the Lord, repent. If you don't want to have goodwill towards everyone in this church, forget about the rest of the world. Let's start with this church. Goodwill and peace. Peace to all and goodwill. You know, this word pursue is a word in the original which the picture I get in my mind is you want to catch that last bus to your home and it's already left the bus stop. How will you run after it? How will you run after that bus? It's moving. You're not going to lazily walk towards it. You'll run because it's the last bus to your home. Pursue peace like that. Are you seeking to pursue peace like that? In your heart, I mean. Don't worry about visiting the other person. You never have to visit that person. But make sure in your heart, I say, Lord, I'm going to run after peace. And not wait for it to come. That bus is not going to stop. If I don't run after it, I won't get it. I want to just pursue peace with all men.